I know, Karkov had said. I mean eventually. There are many things to read which will make you understand some of these things that happen. But out of this will come a book which is very necessary, which will explain many things which it is necessary to know. Perhaps I will write it. I hope that it will be me who will write it. I don't know who could write it better. Do not flatter, Karkov had said. I am a journalist, but like all journalists, I wish to write literature. Just now I am very busy on a study of Calvo Sotelo. He is a very good fascist, a true Spanish fascist. Franco and these other people are not. I have been studying all of Sotelo's writings and speeches. He was very intelligent, and it was very intelligent that he was killed. I thought you did not believe in political assassination. It is practiced very extensively, Karkov said. Very, very extensively. But we do not believe in acts of terrorism by individuals, Karkov had smiled. Not, of course, by criminal terrorists and counter-revolutionary organizations. We detest with horror the duplicity and villainy of the murderous hyenas of Bukharanite wreckers and such dregs of humanity as Zinoviev, Kamenev, Rykov, and their henchmen. We hate and loathe these veritable fiends, he smiled again. But I still believe that political assassination can be said to be practiced very extensively. You mean? I mean nothing. But certainly we execute and destroy such veritable fiends and dregs of humanity, and the treacherous dogs of generals and the revolting spectacle of admirals unfaithful to their trust. These are destroyed. They are not assassinated. You see the difference? I see, Robert Jordan had said. And because I make jokes sometime, and you know how dangerous it is to make jokes even in joke. Good, because I make jokes, do not think that the Spanish people will not live to regret that they have not shot certain generals that even now hold commands. I do not like the shootings, you understand? I don't mind them, Robert Jordan said. I do not like them, but I do not mind them anymore. I know that, Karkov had said. I have been told that. Is it important? Robert Jordan said. I was only trying to be truthful about it. It is regretful, Karkov had said, but it is one of the things that makes people be treated as reliable who would ordinarily have to spend much more time before attaining that category. Am I supposed to be reliable? In your work, you are supposed to be very reliable. I must talk to you sometime to see how you are in your mind. It is regrettable that we never speak seriously. My mind is in suspension until we win the war, Robert Jordan had said. Then perhaps you will not need it for a long time. But you should be careful to exercise it a little. I read Mundo Obrero, Robert Jordan had told him, and Karkov had said, All right, good. I can take a joke, too, but there are very intelligent things in Mundo Obrero, the only intelligent things written on this war. Yes, Robert Jordan had said, I agree with you. But to get a full picture of what is happening, you cannot read only the party organ. No, Karkov had said, but you will not find any such picture if you read 20 papers, and then if you had it, I do not know what you would do with it. I have such a picture almost constantly, and what I do is try to forget it. You think it is that bad? It is better now than it was. We are getting rid of some of the worst, but it is very rotten. We are building a huge army now, and some of the elements, those of Modesto, of El Campesino, of Lister, and of Duran, are reliable. They are more than reliable. They are magnificent. You will see that. Also, we still have the brigades, although their role is changing. But an army that is made up of good and bad elements cannot win a war. All must be brought to a certain level of political development. All must know why they are fighting, and its importance. All must believe in the fight they are to make, and all must accept discipline. We are making a huge conscript army without the time to implant the discipline that a conscript army must have to behave properly under fire. We call it a people's army, but it will not have the assets of a true people's army, and it will not have the iron discipline that a conscript army needs. You will see. It is a very dangerous procedure. You are not very cheerful today. No, Karkov had said. I have just come back from Valencia, where I have seen many people. No one comes back very cheerful from Valencia. In Madrid you feel good and clean and with no possibility of anything but winning. Valencia is something else. The cowards who fled from Madrid still govern there. They have settled happily into the sloth and bureaucracy of governing. They have only contempt for those of Madrid. Their obsession now is the weakening of the commissariat for war. And Barcelona, you should see Barcelona. How is it? It is all still comic opera. First it was the paradise of the crackpots and the romantic revolutionists. Now it is the paradise of the fake soldier. The soldiers who like to wear uniforms, who like to strut and swagger and to wear red and black scarves. Who like everything about war except to fight. Valencia makes you sick, and Barcelona makes you laugh.